Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with a birthday reflective episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Yes, I took a bit of a vacation and now I am fully back and ready to talk. And before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes whenever you felt like tapping in with your girl. And I really appreciate that. So I'm about to get my day started and I was like, yo, I really got to tap in because I took a mini birthday vacation. I haven't done that on the podcast in a while, but it felt good to slow down and really just enjoy my vacation. I really enjoyed it. I was out of town. So I just wanted to really just be in the moment and experience it. And that was actually one of the best birthdays I've had in a good while. And I really enjoyed it. I got to do things that I loved. I got to explore new places. I got to be around great people. And it was just an amazing celebration. Well, the beginning of the celebration. Because y'all know, I like celebrating my birthday. And just kind of moving around and tapping in with folks. And I haven't gone on a birthday tour in a while because of the pandemic. So I'll be traveling throughout the United States and other places for my birthday sooner than later. So with that being said, I wanted to talk about some really like important highlights of reflections that I had during my birthday celebration. For those who don't know, my birthday was Saturday. And I started it off by hanging out at this animal conservatory, and I love animals. Those who know me know I love animals, and I hung out with like 50 animals. I feel like it was more than that because there were like literally maybe 20 to 30 different types of fowl, and that was cool. Maybe more than 50, maybe like close to like 60 or 70. And then there was at least like a dozen kangaroos, and it was really cool. But I experienced just had the experience of just hanging out with like reptiles and tortoises and foxes and all different kinds of fowl. And I saw several cats and like I said, kangaroos and zebras and llamas and capybaras. And I forget the name of the, it looks like a capybara, like a cousin of a capybara, but I forget the name. It was just really cool. Like, you know, it was just a wonderful experience. Animals are, and I know people disagree because they have their own views of what they think spirituality is. That can be a gift, that can be a curse. But for me, I ground very quickly with animals. Animals are really cool. Like, I love being able to just, because the thing about animals is that they don't speak English. You know what I mean? Like, they speak energy. They don't have a lot of the human BS that we have either. So hanging out with animals, I'm able to just vibe, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just able just to exchange energy. We just sitting here, we in the same space, we on good terms, we cooling, and I feel great. Like, my energy was renewed consistently throughout that whole visit to the conservatory, and when I was done, I just felt really good. So it was a great way to start my celebration. But some things I'm still processing, y'all, so bear with me. I kind of want to wait on it a little longer, but I wanted to at least, you know, show y'all proof of life that I'm still here and I haven't forgotten about y'all. But I've learned some really cool things, or got reminders of really cool things from the animals. And I have a feeling that that's probably going to inspire tomorrow's episode of the podcast, or Wednesday's episode of the podcast, because there's just so much to say. But one thing I really want to put out there is that it's important that we continue to do our best to meet each other where we are. Y'all know I always say we, because I'm never above what I say. Even if I say you or y'all, I still always mean me. Because if you've been following me for forever, you know that I'm never bigger than the folks that I'm talking to. I'm never bigger than the folks that I serve. And ironically, this point was a good reminder, because hanging out with the kangaroos, it just was another reminder of just not going big on nobody. The thing about kangaroos is that the way that their bodies are set up, they kind of crouch over, you know, so they're kind of shorter than what they are, because they hop everywhere, right? They don't walk like we do. They hop. It is so cute. But and their fur is fluffy, too. I was like, oh, my God, I'm such a kangaroo. It's crazy. But y'all know, I learned a little lesson about it. So we in this kangaroo pit, right? We in this whole enclosure of kangaroos. It's a bunch of them. They just kicking and hanging out. Some are laying down. with their eyes closed, sunbathing. It was just really cool. But there was a particular one that was just really friendly. And she was like waiting on us to arrive. And I'm just like, this is cool. Like, she's just hanging out. She's just looking at us and stuff. It was cool. But there was some kangaroos next to her. And we were crouching down initially. But, you know, I don't have Megan Thee Stallion knees. So while I'm crouching, I'm standing up too, because I'm still trying to be aware of my surroundings and things like that. Because again, we're in their environment. It's more of them than us. We need to be mindful of where we are. So I stand to adjust, right? To adjust my standing position so I can re-crouch back down. I noticed that one of the kangaroos rises up when I rise up. When I crouch, she crouches back down. When I'm stepping back over there, because I was trying to step in like a crouch position, but it just wasn't happening. I just noticed either way it goes, whenever I would adjust and appear to stand up, she would stand up. So I asked the tour guy, I said, hey, I feel like I'm doing something to this kangaroo, and this kangaroo is picking up on something I'm doing to where they're reacting the way that they are. Not in a threatening way, but I was like, can you explain to me what, you know, what this is about, basically? And he said, the thing about kangaroos is that you meet them where they are, because that pretty much shows them like how safe they are, basically, you know, shows, you know, that you're not a threat. He was basically saying, like, when you go big, when you stand up on them, they stand up because they're trying to see where you at. They like, you know, what's up? Like, you know, you stood up, like, what's going on, boo? Like, are you good? That's basically what he was explaining to me. Whenever I would stand up, that's why the kangaroo would stand up as well, even though that's not the normal thing they do. But when they do get to standing up and starting to, you know, make themselves bigger, that means that it's about to get on and cracking and popping and all that. It's about, they about to turn up. So you might want to, you know, be careful and move around. So I'm sitting here like, wow, how interesting that, again, because we don't speak the same language. They only know what they know. I only know what I know. They're trying to make sure I'm good and to make sure there's no conflict by making sure that, you know, they match my energy regardless of what I'm doing. They're like, you know, hey, you know, I ain't finna get, you know, big, and I'm not finna threaten you yet. I'm just trying to make sure you're good. That's what it was. So when I realized that's what it was, then me and that kangaroo was cool. Until the kangaroo was trying to nibble on my clothes. I had on this velour suit. It's throwback velour suit. And I guess velour feels good on the teeth. The small teeth. They didn't put no holes in it, but it was just interesting because a fainting mountain goat tried to do the same thing earlier, so it was funny. But I'm saying all this to say that was me and the kangaroo trying to fill each other's energy out so we could have a cool experience, right? So we could just hang out. And how mindful I had to be of my actions and of my energy in order to not cross any signals. So imagine how much we as humans tend to not meet each other where we're at. And we speak the same language most of the time, but we let our human stuff get in the way and we don't clarify that communication. We just go big on folks. So I feel like if me and a kangaroo can kick it in peace and not have any type of way to speak to each other other than actions and other than how we meet each other where we are, why the hell I can't do that with other people? And I'm not saying I can't. It was just a reminder. Like, the to me, I feel like the animal should be more difficult. The human should be the easy thing to communicate. But because we have our human mess that allows us to, you know, cloud our ability to see things clearly and actually express ourselves and receive other people's expressions clearly, we are not able to do that. So as a homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, who obviously has had some experiences in life, I'm saying because I want to see you win, I really care about the whole concept of building your village, especially in these kind of times. Meet people where they at. Crouch down. Don't go big on people. You know? Express and communicate accordingly. It sounds harder to do, but when you really put your stuff aside and you really focus on the goal of what you're trying to do, which is really build something and really have some kind of rapport with somebody and really build a bond and have a solid foundation, it's not hard. It's not. I'm realizing that a lot of times, especially on social media, we coddle people and we try to make it seem like, and it's one thing to validate folks. I like to validate people because we've all been through things, right? We may not all be compatible. We may not have had the same experiences, but we've had those same feelings that have affected how we've navigated through life because of those different things we've gone through, right? Get over yourself, boo friend. Get over yourself and build. It's okay to level with folks. And to keep it a buck, in this kind of world, you don't have a choice. All that acting grand and going big on people, you see what's happening. That's not going to work. Mean girls getting told down every day because they're mean and because the boomerang always comes back. People that have been mean and disrespectful and have abused their power to others, we see what's going on. Stay out the way. Level with your folks. Build honestly. Express honestly. Receive expression honestly. Be respectful. Clarify if you feel like you're doing too much, or clarify when somebody's saying you're doing too much. Like, I don't know. It was just like, how am I able to get along with all these animals? We don't speak the same language. But then I see these humans like myself. We all struggle as a collective to build with people. Get over your humanness, man. Go fix that. Go fix this. Okay, adjust if you need to adjust. If you got to go see the lady or go see a peer group or go get some help on the expression piece and how you might have some blockages with receiving that communication, spiritual advisor, reverend, whoever it is, go get the help. But if you genuinely want to build, go build, okay? I really enjoyed the relationship that I saw with how the kangaroos and the other animals communicated with each other. That was really cool. And I was like, wow, imagine where we'd be as humans if we just understood like the collective first and we just interacted with folks accordingly. Now, I'm not saying go interact with folks that's going to attack you. Like, be for real. I would never say that. Never say that. But, you know, if you really want to forge a relationship with somebody and you've been kind of not giving your best effort and you know you haven't quite done all you could to make that happen, make it happen, okay? Get low. Get low, okay? Meet people where they are. Level with folks. Remember that we're never above people. Regardless of what the humans try to tell you, you might be above certain stuff once you've grown. But don't disrespect people or treat people less than because you are past where they might be going, or you might value them based on certain things, money, follower count, and we see that on Matter Now. No social media apps is playing with everybody all day. Like, you know, just think about how you value people and how you get big on them and what you could change about that. Because the way life works and the fluidities of how that happens, like, everybody is one event away from being the very person that they think they're better than. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today. I have so many more reflections. I'll probably, for Wednesday's episode, talk about another thing that I saw from the Animal Conservatory. And I'll share it more. I could really go in more and more and more. But, oh gosh, but maybe I'll do a couple of episodes. I don't know. I really want to talk. I want to talk to y'all. I have so much to update y'all on. But maybe I'll do a special birthday support. Lord, I'm going to end up having to do episodes all week. I normally have to do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing. But I think maybe on Wednesday I'll share some more about what I actually want for my birthday. But I want to get this off my chest today so I could tap in with y'all. I missed y'all. So with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all next episode. I was off schedule now. It's Tuesday. My bad, y'all. But I wanted to get this off Monday, but I just was like, I need to make sure that I can just, y'all know I normally don't do a bunch of like edits and things like that. And as I grow with the show, of course I'll evolve to that. But I just want to get this off as purely as possible. Just straight, raw, direct, one take, no edits. And I feel really good. And I hope that somebody really felt me on this. And if you did, please let me know. Spiritual Hunger, everyone, social media. Sign up for my email list. And that's the second link in my show notes. If you liked what you heard today, please complete the first link in my show notes, which is the podcast listener survey. And I will catch you all tomorrow. We're going to go back on the Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, okay? So with that being said, it's been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.